Now will you notice, we come down now to the second main division here. And the subject that I've given it is this: an orderly church must have ordained elders who meet the prescribed requirements. Now, that seems like a pretty long division here, but it's very important. Now, will you notice verse 5? For this cause left I thee in Crete, that thou should set in order the things that are wanting and ordain elders in every city. Now, Paul had left Titus in Crete to organize local churches with elders as spiritual leaders. Now, let's look at this for just a moment here, because, first of all, let's look at this island of Crete. It's one of the largest islands in the Mediterranean, and there was a great deal of mythology and tradition that was connected with this island, as there generally is with all of the Greek islands. Minos was the one who first gave laws to the Cretans. That is, that's according to their tradition. And he conquered the Aegean pirates that were there, and he established a navy. Now, after the Trojan War, the principal cities of the island, they formed themselves into several republics, mostly independent. And these chief cities were Knossos, Sidonia, and Gortyna, and Lyctus. In other words, apparently there were churches in all of these places. Paul had done a very effective missionary work on this island. We have no record of it whatsoever. Crete was annexed to the Roman Empire about 67 B.C. Now, we have no information, as we've said, beyond this epistle about his visit. And actually, there's no absolute proof that before his voyage to Rome that he ever went to that island. But we, I think, are led to believe that he was there, and he had left Titus to organize the churches that were founded there by him and Titus. Now, we find that this city was a pretty bad place. I'd like to just call attention to certain things that are there, because these people were not very good people, I'd say. Paul is going to say something not very nice about them, that they are liars. And after all, that was the thing that they were noted for. There was a Greek word, kretizein, and that means to speak like a Cretan, and that meant to be a liar. In fact, lying was called kretismos from the island of Crete. And one of their poets wrote this, by the way: Crete, which 100 cities doth maintain, cannot deny this, though to lying given. Well, they were known as liars. And that's what Paul's going to say now. And he'll say something else about them also. He didn't have very nice things to say about these Cretans. Now, many of them had turned to the Lord. And Paul tells Titus, you're to organize this church. Now, I believe that the gift of an elder is a gift of men to the church. I do not think by putting your hand on the head of some man and going through some little ritual makes him an elder. And yet, I believe that that is something that is important to be done to men who have the gift of elders. I think the churches in Crete had elders, but they'd never been ordained to set aside. It was men that had a gift of supervision of the churches, and these men were exercising the gift without really an authority. So what Paul is saying here is, set in order the things that are wanting, and ordain here, he is to appoint. That's the meaning of it. That is, these men now are to be set aside as elders in every city as I had appointed thee. In other words, I have appointed you, Titus, to appoint elders in these cities. Now, these men were men with certain gifts, you see, the gift of an elder. And I believe today that the great problem in many churches, that there are certain men made officers who have no gift for that at all. That's half of our problem today in many churches. And the other half is that there are good men who have a gift and they are not made officers in the church. And as a result, some of our churches get in the hands of the wrong folk, and it causes all kinds of problems. Now, you find that exists today. I could enlarge on this, as many of you know, and tell you some stories about some churches that make your hair stand on end. You talk about ghost stories. I don't have to tell ghost stories. I tell true stories. And they'd make your hair stand on end. But I don't want to make your hair stand on end. You may not have hair. And so I'd rather pass that by. Just take my word for it.